USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Officials in California are deciding where to dock a cruise ship with 21 coronavirus cases aboard, and four U.S. universities canceled in-person classes as Western countries imitate China by imposing travel controls and shutting down public events to contain the outbreak. The global death toll has now risen past 3,400, the majority of them in China, with more than 100,000 cases reported overall. Authorities in Florida reported the first U.S. deaths away from the West Coast. They say the two patients were in their late 70s and one had underlying health problems. The figure of global infection still dwarfs other major outbreaks such as SARS, MERS, and Ebola. The virus is still much less widespread than annual flu epidemics, which cause up to 5 million severe cases around the world each year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Bernie Sanders is launching a wave of attacks on Joe Biden's support for trade deals like NAFTA ahead of contests in the industrial Midwestern states after the Super Tuesday resurgence powered their former vice president into a slight delegate lead.
You cannot beat Trump with the same old kind of politics. What we need is a new politics that brings working class people.
While Biden seldom focuses on trade policy at his rallies, Sanders aides see it as a potential issue for him in the primaries and to counter Donald Trump's message to working class voters in the Midwest during the election. Utah Senator Mitt Romney has decided to vote in committee in favor of a subpoena involving Burisma, a Ukrainian gas firm with ties to Hunter Biden. The Senate Homeland Security Committee is investigating into Burisma and will officially be issuing subpoenas. Romney's support for the subpoena is significant since he was the sole Republican senator to vote to convict President Trump of the articles of impeachment. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The qualifying criteria for the next Democratic debate is out, and they managed to exclude the only veteran and only woman left in the race, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. And it was announced that candidates still in the running for the Democratic presidential nomination will need to have earned at least 20% of the delegates awarded thus far in order to participate in the March 15th debate hosted by CNN and Univision in Phoenix. That means only former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont will be on next Sunday's stage. Had the Democratic National Committee not changed the rules, which required each candidate to have only won a single delegate, Gabbard would have qualified. In what is believed to be the first U.S. sports event held without fans because of the new coronavirus, Yeshiva University beat Worcester Polytechnic Institute in a Division III men's basketball NCAA tournament game in an empty gym at Johns Hopkins University. As the students walked by the athletic facility, there were police officers outside and signs on the doors reading, "No spectators." Only players, coaches, referees, employees, and media members were present, so the official attendance was zero. An NCAA COVID-19 advisory panel said that it's not recommending cancellation or public spacing of athletic and related events scheduled to occur in public places across the United States. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.